Palm 2 Tango Mobile.
Rusty, what are you up to this morning, KP4 CPA?
Well, I'm on my way to the Meineke store to have a alignment done on my car. Got the wheels all balanced and rotated yesterday, and so I'm going to get the alignment done today, and I should be back in good shape after all those trips to Florida and back.
Well, I tell you, alignment's always a good thing. Keep those tires rotated, and keep the front end aligned, and it'll last. Those tires will last a longer, longer than they would if you don't.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, I made Christmas time. I went down there, and then last month when I went down there, so that's, two trips up and down 26 and 95, and all the roads down there that are all under construction. So, I mean, I hit 95 going through South Carolina, parts of 26, parts of 95 in Georgia are all, they're rough, and the roads have got, they've got all kinds of problems out there with holes in the roads and everything, so it was rough driving, so it needs to have an alignment done.
You gotta go up 26 Friday to see my sister in Maggie Valley, so she's having cataract surgery.
Well, one of these days I got a feeling I'm gonna have to have that. Because a couple of years ago they spotted a couple of little spots in mine. Of course, when my last eye exam, they said there wasn't any growth from the previous time. So, I'm dealing with it as it goes along. But, I called yesterday and got me an appointment for 9 o'clock today. So that's where I'm headed out to get this done. And I just rolled over 55,000 miles on this vehicle.
Mine's getting ready to roll over 8,700.
You got a newer vehicle than mine, and and you made all that trip to Texas and back, and also, but mine had 49 on it when it had 49,200 when I got it, and when I went to have the tires rotated yesterday, it had 54,995. So. I've put a little mileage on it in the last, this is May, so in the last 6 months, I guess, so it's been a few places.
You've been on the road. Oh, man. Yeah, I try to rotate my tires every 5,000, and, the tires on this thing definitely needed rotating. In fact, I did it myself, and because I didn't think Toyota would do it, because they said they wouldn't do any maintenance until 10,000, so I did it myself at 5. And then when I talked to the lady about my 10,000 maintenance, she said, "Yeah, we would have rotated your tires for free."
A lot of that, David, because I dropped into this little dead zone I've got over here on this road I'm on right now before I hit 290. So, I went back to Discount Tire where I bought the tires, and they took them off, rebalanced them, rotated them, and put them back on for me. So, and of course, when you rotate these type of tires, you just move them front to back. That's all you do for rotating them. You don't X them like they used to years ago.
I've rotated a million of them, and we generally didn't cross them unless we were having a real peculiar problem. And front to back, and it just gives the tires a different view, and they wear different depending on where they are, and if you got front wheel drive or rear, like this thing has rear wheel drive. And of course it's also four wheel drive, but yeah, I don't use that because I don't, I haven't used it because I don't do any off-roading.
Four wheel drive, so, you know, it can get, it does that primarily, so. And it's, you know, drivetrain is, it's got a drivetrain around it, all the way down the thing since it does all-wheel drive, so. And I can get a little bit of extra low out of this thing if I need it for pulling something, if I need to drop it down. Mine has two positions for drive, one for the regular drive and then one for, you know, if you're got to need a little extra pull to get out of somewhere, so. Anyway, but like I said, I called around yesterday. This is where I could get it in today because I need to get it done. You don't want to wait too long after you rotate the tires and get them rebalanced. And I get them to rebalance mine when I rotate them for the simple fact that those weights, even though they're not supposed to move, will move.
Actually, the ones you hammer on, they have a tendency to slide around the rim sometimes if you don't get them good and tight, and then they have the sticky ones. They usually stay put. I stuck them on there. then when I put the tire back on the ground, if I got it balanced, I stepped on the weights and the sticky ones, and you know, made sure they were on there. And of course, I cleaned the surface too. That's another thing. You have to scrub it clean so that they'll stick. If you don't, they'll come flying off when you're going down the road.
Make this my final because I'm getting ready to pull into the Meineke store here, and I need to go on and get inside and get make sure they get me on the list so I can get it done. Well, there's not a lot of cars here, so I should be able to get pretty much right in. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, W2T73.
Yeah, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. W2T, KB4CBA, mobile.